Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 21st. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 7¾ cents at 411. That's a new contract low and low close. The low there was 410.5. March wheat up a half a cent at 583¼. It was lower all day until the last couple of minutes and managed to trade and close a half a cent higher, 583¼. March beans down 18¼ cents at 1160¾. We took out the recent low by a quarter of a cent, got down to 1160, closed at 1160¾. Meal was down 560, oil was down 58 ticks. The wheat is really, you know, we rallied the wheat almost a dime off the lows. Surprising considering that the Russians are selling wheat $15 to $20 a ton under their lowest acceptable level. So the Russians are flooding the wheat market, very little export business out of the U.S. So I'm not sure why the wheat would have been the strongest. The only thing I can think of is potential Biden economic sanctions on Russia. We're going to announce them on Friday. Maybe it'll be something friendly there for the wheat market. That's the only thing I can really think. Apparently, the head of the EPA and Secretary of Ag, Vilsack, will be at the Commodity Classic a week from Friday. I will also be there. I'll be there Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday. If you're in the area, stop by and say hello at the Stone X booth. But apparently, with the two of them in the same place making an announcement, it should be friendly for biofuels out here. So that's the hope. They don't think they'd put both guys in the room together if they didn't have something positive to say for the American farmer. So, you know, the bean market continues to move lower. There's just no export demand out here to speak of. The Brazilian harvest is moving along. Yes, Argentina's a little bit dry this week, but they're going to get rains here by the end of the week. It's a little bit dry in western Brazil, but, you know, we've got 40% of the crop harvested by now, and I don't know that the heat's going to do too much damage out here. The big question is, what is the WASDE report going to say on March 8th? Everybody expects the bean number for the Brazilian beans to move from 156. You know, it should be sharply lower, under 150, but we'll see what the USDA comes up with. So again, you know, the wheat was able to rally. So the key reversal yesterday, we closed higher today. We didn't make a new high. We didn't take out yesterday's high, but we did close higher. So that's something. The key reversal is still intact. The pseudo reversal in corn didn't pay off. We more obviously more than filled the gap in the beans, so that didn't pay off. So things just don't look rosy out here. Certainly the next support in the corn is around $4 and the beans at around $11.55. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.